Welcome to The Pulse Experience, the podcast that takes you on a journey of wellness at the intersection of technology and human experience. I'm your host, Edward Beltran, CEO of Fierce and innovator of Pulse. You know, stress is a very large problem today. It's costing organizations $300 billion annually, not to mention the impact on our people and the individuals in our companies. And often, we don't know what's causing our stress. And if we do, we don't know the proper, most impactful way to handle it. Instead, we're used to just accepting stress and managing it at a general level, such as with better diet, better sleep, exercise, or meditation. But this doesn't get underneath the root issues of our stress or eliminate them. And today, there's so much that's required of us at both our homes and the workplace that we don't always have the tools to be able to be self-aware and tackle these stressors. However, our bodies, they don't lie. They tell us constantly what's happening. They're responding to our environments, and it's our job to listen. And when we handle these challenges and take them head on, they drive positive results in both our personal and our professional lives. Pulse is our proprietary app that integrates with wearable devices and infuses cutting-edge science to be able to show you who you're with and where you're at when you're experiencing stress by the hour. Then we wrap context around these events by pulling in calendar and GPS data to be able to further drive that self-awareness. And more importantly, move into action with either a live coach or the in-app AI bot to be able to tackle these stressors, drive your resilience higher, as well as the outcomes you desire in your lives. We call this biometric intelligence. Our certified coaches walk into every coaching session with these same biometric data and insights to be able to help you identify the themes that are going to have the most impact on your lives and tackle those toughest challenges. This transformation is the Pulse Experience. Hello, everyone. I'm Edward Beltran, CEO of Fierce and your host of the Pulse Experience. Today, we're joined by Chantel Brandt, master facilitator for Fierce, as well as a certified Pulse coach. She's been on before. She's done amazing work, and we're so happy to have her back. Today, we're going to explore one of her coachees who has been impacted like many of us have, especially in today's tough environment. He's an executive. He was an executive at some of the big tech firms, and he was recently laid off, and he's wondering what next. And he is smart enough to engage with Chantel and explore where he's at and the feelings that he's having and how Pulse could help him. Chantel, welcome. And please tell us a little bit about your coachee.
Oh my goodness. What a fascinating individual who has done so much in his career. And he spent much of it growing businesses and helping businesses get products to market. You know, most recently, the corporation that he worked for eliminated his position, and now he's at this juncture. You know, does he take an interim position at a lower level to provide stability for his family? Or does he, you know, work with some startups to help them launch? And he's struggling because he really misses the high technical environment and knows that if nothing changes and he sits in limbo, his relationships are going to suffer. And, you know, Ed, I want to play this early on because it really speaks to the angst that he had coming in.
Well, I mean, I can continue to exist, but I do think that the relationships that I have may atrophy over time, most notably one with my wife. While she certainly is supportive and knows that I'll work toward more certainty and, I suppose, status, you know, that can't go on forever.
How many of us can relate? You know, so many people, you said it earlier, so many people are going through this right now. Companies are reorganizing, right-sizing, and people are finding themselves, you know, looking for other positions, maybe for the first time since they got out of school, you know, What we're seeing is this is how they've identified themselves. You know, they've identified themselves what they do, right? And they place worth in their status or title. And when life throws in that curveball, they fail.
For sure, Chantel. Thank you. And yeah, I know so many people can deal with, identify with this, whether they're, you know, laid off or not. You know, sometimes, you know, like we talk about here at Fierce, that Susan Coyne's so great, so awesome in her, or, you know, in her first book, Fierce Conversations, you have this concept of gradually then suddenly. And, you know, it's many times in that suddenly before you hit, it's many times in the gradually before you hit the suddenly that you're seeing this buildup, this angst, right? And in this case here with your coachee, you know, I could hear in his voice, right, the uncertainty and the concern and the fact that he's really worried about his significant other, his wife, in the equation, must just be adding to, you know, what he's feeling. So that's absolutely amazing. So it sounds like this is the first time he's used biometric coaching, Chantel, biometric intelligence to be able to, as an intervention.
This is his first time using it. And, you know, he was quite shocked. What he noticed is, like I said, he was flailing, and trying to find himself within all of the noise. You know, individuals telling you what you should do, you know, your own worst critic telling you what you're not doing right. All of this noise is going on in his head. And it caused irritation and fear and truly some highly stressed sleep patterns. You know, the Pulse app takes the heart rate variability and it translates it to a corresponding stress score from reading from 1 to 4, right? And he was getting those higher levels of 3s and 4s at varying times, but most frequently at night. And this is something that a lot of my clients ask. It's one of the most frequent questions I get. Why am I showing 3s and 4s during the sleep? Well, you know, when we're in high stress and we're trying to tackle a tough challenge, our brain doesn't just, you know, push the proverbial clock when it's time to go to bed. It doesn't, you know, it's not checking out. And our primal instinct is to try and solve for that psychological threat. Our brains need to know that this issue is not going to cause us harm. And the issue for him was, again, what's next? His entire life had been on a trajectory. And, you know, he's making this move and this next move, and he's a very methodical individual. And then the company switches it up on him, and he's like, I don't know what to do. That's where Pulse has truly come in, even before our coaching session, just wearing it started to bring that self-awareness.
Well, that's amazing, Chantel. And I want to download a little bit more on the nighttime stressors, because you're right, we do get this a lot. And it's really interesting when we hear the feedback, like, oh, this can't be right because I was asleep, right? And you know, we've even had requests from some of our clients, hey, can you shut it off at night? And I'll go back to Gabe, our chief behavioral science officer. I'm like, hey, Gabe, they want to shut it off at night. What do you think? He's like, absolutely not. We need a full read on when and how people are experiencing stress, because it's very important to drive their self-awareness. And just shutting it off at night is not giving the full picture. So I said, I've heard it from my boss. So we're not shutting it off. But I could personally relate to that, Chantel, as well, because what happens is, for myself, I'm so busy in the day. And when I'm not busy and I have high stress or worries or concerns, I fill it with things to keep myself physically and mentally active, right? So I'll literally drop down and do 400 pushups. You know what I mean? And that's just kind of how I'm wrapping my mind around, okay, got to do this. And like you said, and I think you said it so well, Chantel, is your body doesn't lie. You can't escape what's there. And I find many times, and it always happens at 3 o'clock. I always ask myself why. It's like, 3 o'clock, I'm up, and then boom, brain's fully on. And, you know, I can't sleep. So it's really interesting, because you have to get behind that and say, well, what's happening? What am I not doing? What am I avoiding? Or what am I not accepting? We hear this a lot as well. Like, we live stressful lives. That's part of our lives. You have to accept that it's happening, but be really willing to address it. And I know, Chantel, you do an amazing job with your coaches on helping them move into that space as well. So with that and your coach, how did you transition him? How did you get him to that self-awareness once you got him through that bridge of this is where stress is manifesting?
Sure. You know, we started by realizing that some of the actions he had taken were not conducive to his overall goals, right? And he talks, obviously, in this clip about being loyal. And while loyalty should be commended, we want loyal associates, it should never be to the detriment of self, right? He knew that this was not going to be the right path, and saw the writing on the wall, and yet felt this pull to stay for his own status and, you know, relationships with others. And he started to look at where he was versus where he wanted to be. And, you know, as one of the things in working towards his awareness, he started exercising, putting that back into his routine, because he knew that getting a day of exercise in, or, you know, hours of exercise in, helped him to feel better throughout the day. And he stopped avoiding growth by removing time wasters. And this was a big one for him, because he found himself paying attention to things that had no relevance to what he wanted to do. Everything from, you know, watching the war in Ukraine on the television to, you know, flipping through social media. It wasn't a benefit to him, and it was a time waster, and it was an avoidance of what he truly needed to do. And then he started thinking about what did he want? What were those aspirational goals? And, you know, that is where we come in and start coaching.
That's great, Chantel. Before the coaching intervention, I want to explore this a little bit more, because we just set the stage a few minutes ago around, in this particular case, kind of time wasters, avoidance, really just distractions, right? And you said it best where you said he knew it was coming, right? So this goes back to that concept of gradually then suddenly. So I have a key question for you, Chantel. Can you manage your gradualies to your suddenlies? Does that run in conflict with what he stipulated was important to him, which was status and relationships? Can those two things exist simultaneously? Can you, let me rephrase it. Sorry, it might've been a convoluted question. So managing your gradualies to your suddenlies, how can you be true to that and still maintain, like in this gentleman's case, status and relationships that were important to him? Because the suddenly hit him, but he was tracking the gradualies, but he did nothing about it. So tell us a little bit more about that, Chantel. Like, are those in conflict? How do you handle that?
First of all, absolutely you can. Secondly, it's a mind shift. And we'll talk about, you know, deeper in as we get into coaching what we did. But it's changing your context filter of the work that you do, whom you work for, and who you are, right? Like I was saying earlier, status, unfortunately, in our world, you know, we introduce ourselves based off of what we do, not truly who we are. And so that starts to elevate in priority, right? And then you want to hold on to that versus, you know, saying, you know, here's who I am, and I happen to do this for a living. Because then it doesn't necessarily tie you to a particular organization in that manner. And if you're seeing the writing on the wall, you can have authentic conversations and fierce conversations about what is next, you know, and where do I go? And that's truly important. You know, when I was leading my team, you know, I full authenticity from the get-go, I said, I do not expect you to be here for 20 years. As a matter of fact, you know, if you are here for 20 years and do not spread your wings, I'm going to be disappointed. What I want from you is to get the absolute most for your growth and for this organization during the time that you're here. Can we do that? from there, I expect you to supersede. The only way for me to grow as their leader is for to train them to replace me so that I can move on to the next step, right? Whether it be within that organization or somewhere else. So yes, that's what he could have done.
Well said, Chantel. Okay, so before we go into what you, the amazing work you did as a coach to help him, I just want to reframe and check in with where we're at with your coaching. Yeah. So he got laid off, and it sounds like through your coaching, he's kind of at this reflection stage and of how did he get here and what does he want to do next, as well as the overarching stress, if you will, and worry about financial situations, his significant other, his wife. But really at the core of it, it sounds like what you teased out is he's in this reflection state. How did I get here? What am I, and what am I doing next to change this trajectory? Does it sound about right, Chantel? Is that where you're at with your coachee?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and it was important to recognize his own accountability and in his personal accountability for getting to where he was. Also, not going into victim mentality, right? You know, not beating yourself up. Just how do you shift that to the lessons that you're going to take and you're going to move forward on, right? Because this is about forward movement. Rear view mirror is already behind it. Everything in the rear view mirror is already behind us. You have to acknowledge it and learn from it and move on. And so that's what we worked on doing.
All right. So let's dissect that then. I love it. Thank you for restating the frame where we're at. So what did you do? How did you help?
Well, we first begin to look at his aspirational goals in a qualitative manner. Again, this is a, you know, engineer by training. He is methodical. And yet his goals weren't always that. So we had to kind of, look at him in both ways. He wanted three main things. He wanted to look for promotions or contracts that could use his technical and go to market expertise for at least the next 10 years, just 10 year plan out. He wanted to earn enough money to cash flow a coffee shop or another small startup. And he's done some small startups, in the past. And then third, he wanted the opportunity for him and his wife to be able to live and work in Japan for a period of time. And to possibly, you know, start a family within that time frame. So we then took a look at his context around himself. This is how we took him from that kind of, I call it the basement of drama to the penthouse of solutions, right? We had to change that context filter. Because if he had started by thinking he should be more successful and wealthy, that's where we started at the beginning of our conversation, you know, and then that leads and did lead to self-judgments or assessments about himself. He's lamenting on, you know, what he didn't do or what he could have done. And it led to those feelings of irritation and fear. Given all of those, his behaviors were withdrawn, as you heard earlier, like he could continue to exist, but that would be a detriment to the relationship. Because that's what he was feeling, is like he was just existing, not thriving. And avoidance. Results? Stressed. Restless sleep, right? No toward movements towards what he wanted. So that's where we had to acknowledge. Then we start to look at a plan to quantify by marketing himself. Like, we built a concrete plan on how to change his context filter. I want you to first hear the results from his words of what we came up with.
Yeah, I think that like pretty much, you know, every leadership or change management driven task, right? Like at some point I have to communicate the vision to people that are important to me, most notably my wife, a couple good friends, the actual network. And then, you know, I need to actually hit KPIs that I set for myself, which is like X number of hours per week, exercising, how much time do I put into the JLPT each day? It doesn't matter how fast the progress is. Just, you know, show that every day I check the box for 30 minutes or an hour. And then also, how many freaking practice interviews did I do?
I love that. So creative.
Please go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, yeah, I love the KPI. He was creating his own KPIs for himself. I loved it.
That was exactly what I was going to call out, right? That's that engineering brain, right? Let me use a technical term, KPIs, to my own personal life. So, okay. So this is really awesome, Chantel. So he's floating in a situation of uncertainty. You help him become self-aware on what he's experiencing. The pulse app help him point that out, that, you know, there's some problems here, right? Obviously, but you help them dissect that and really get organized around that, around being able to lay out his goals as well as context about himself. That's absolutely amazing. And Chantel, you did all this in 90 minutes?
We did. Yes. 90 minutes.
Incredible. And what was the results? What happened after? Like, how's he showing up after?
Excited, ready to go. Started asking me questions like, how does this work? And, you know, trying to dive in and learn more. And I'm like, as long as you don't get redirected off your path, we're good, right? We can talk all day. But, you know, that vision for himself was so important. And, you know, creating that compelling vision first of how do I want to present myself to the world, to the hiring market, whatever the case may be, and I want to practice it. How am I going to build my skill set in that interim? And, you know, truly then, like, do those behavioral interviews, you know, like practice so that when you go to do one, you are ready. And so I was just so proud of him. He was excited. He was ready to move on to that next step, you know, and he's showing results of, this is amazing, 54% decrease in level 4 stress.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing, Chantel. Fantastic work. The other thing I noticed too, Chantel, was that in the self-reflection, right, we heard the word status come up, right? Like, I have this job at this company, this name company, but nothing on his goals indicated that at all, right? In fact, if I heard you correctly, I think you said even, hey, I'm going to start a coffee shop, right?
Yeah, nothing. And so, yeah.
Hey, there's a lot of status in coffee shops.
Yeah, exactly. He spent so much time worrying about status, and yet his goals did not speak to that. You know, it's about who he was bringing that in, right? Taking the Japanese language proficiency exam and going to live and possibly work in Japan so his wife could experience that joy as well, because it's one of her goals to live there. And so completely opposite of where he was spending his entire time in this upheaval worrying about.
Yeah, Chantel, amazing work. Absolutely amazing work. And there's so many people out there right now going through these transitions. And I know there's some things that you want people to take away from, Chantel, but my takeaway that I want to instill in listeners is that it is a good time for reflection, and it is a good time for thinking through what your goals are and what your contexts are, so that the decision that you make next is one that brings you the happiness and the fulfillment, right? So for me, that's what I really want, you know, our listeners to take away from my side. And there's fantastic coaches like Chantel. There's Pulse that help you become more self-aware during this period. There are resources out there. And my advice is to utilize this time for that. Chantel, from your side, what would you like our listeners to take away from?
Look, the reality is that companies will always shift directions. And sometimes that does not include us. It's not personal, it's business, right? And so we have to look at our career growth in a similar way. If we're not getting the results that we want out of our career, how do we challenge our context to expand our possibilities? We need to reframe by asking ourselves, how can we get the most out of the experience, no matter how long it is? And most importantly, how do you define yourself beyond what you do?
I love it, Chantel. So well said. And as always, appreciate your time. And thank you so much for your commitment and dedication to the work that we're doing. And for our audience, thank you so much. Until next time, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into the Pulse Experience podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode and gained valuable insights into the world of wellness technology and biometric-led coaching that changes lives. If you're interested in experiencing Pulse for yourself and working with one of our expert coaches, please click the link in the description below. Until next time, thank you.